Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the vast universe around our very small planet, as well as what to look for in our dark island skies. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips for our report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's happening this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in the evening sky. All three planets are very bright, easy to spot, although you'll have to be fairly quick to spot Jupiter as it will be setting early at around about 11 p.m. The moon will start the week almost full, but will gradually wane, becoming less bright towards the end of the week, making for better conditions for stargazing.
And I understand that you have some really interesting news this week that is related to a discovery right here in the Aloha State, and it has to do with an asteroid that has a very unusual relationship to Earth.
It is indeed. This week, a remarkable discovery from the Pan-STARRS Observatory atop Haleakala on Maui. Astronomers using the highly sensitive instruments that are part of this asteroid-hunting telescope have discovered a small asteroid that is following the Earth in its orbit around the Sun. In fact, the orbit of this asteroid is so similar to our own, we are now calling it a quasi-satellite. This is a name we give to an object that could almost be a natural moon of the Earth. The moon itself that we see in our night skies is a natural satellite. This newly discovered asteroid is not quite close enough to be classed as that, but it is very close indeed.
And I know Pan-STARRS tracks some dangerous stuff at times. How close does this thing get to Earth, and is it going to be a problem?
Luckily for us, this will not pose any danger due to its very stable orbit. The asteroid itself only gets as close as around 9 million miles from the Earth. That's very far away. And to put it in perspective, our own moon is much, much closer, at about 240,000 miles. Let's also not forget that this asteroid is quite small, somewhere around 200 feet in diameter.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. And that is still, though, big enough to have that thing plow into the Earth. We're done, right?
It would cause major problems, but it's probably not enough to wipe out life on Earth.
And one final question. Would that thing at 200 feet in diameter burn up on entry, or would it make it through our atmosphere?
It would totally make it through.
All right. Well, let's hope it has a very stable orbit, as you are describing, and an ominous and intriguing report this week. Christopher Phillips, thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.